So what is the scientific mechanism by which chanting leads to purification, and why are we holding the holy name?
All of us are suffering from what could be called as spiritual amnesia.
Spiritual amnesia means we have forgotten our spiritual identity. And when we have forgotten our spiritual identity, you know, let's say there is a king's son, a prince, who's going in a car and the car makes an accident, he falls off a hill station or a hill area, and he falls out of the car deep down into a valley, and somehow he falls on a sand dune, and his bones don't break, but he just gets a blow on the head and he comes back to consciousness. He has forgotten who he is. He has forgotten who he is, and therefore he has to be aroused. So when he comes back to consciousness, the tribal who are living in that valley, they give him an identity, they give him a role, they give him a goal, he starts living over there. His father comes back, and his father comes searching, and the father sees the son. Oh, my dear son, who are you? You don't even recognize. So what does the father do at that time? One of the consistent or important ways of curing amnesia is, they call it stimuli therapy. So show the person the things important in the previous life. Do you remember this watch? Do you remember this pen? Do you remember this coat? Do you remember this cap? Yeah, I remember. Oh, that was my cap, isn't it? Gradually, the memory starts awakening. Now, that same memory will not awaken if some other cap is shown. Because that other cap doesn't have a correlation with that person's earlier life. So similarly, you know, we as souls have an eternal relationship with Krishna, and currently we have forgotten that relationship. So when we chant the holy names, when the whole process of Bhakti Yoga essentially is stimuli therapy, we are exposing ourselves to spiritual stimuli. And the more we expose our consciousness to such spiritual stimuli, the more our spiritual memory becomes activated. And that is how the love that is natural for the soul becomes activated by the exposure to the stimuli about Krishna. So the father, son has love for the father, but that memory is obscure. And stimuli awaken, the appropriate stimuli awaken the memory and awaken the affection of that. Similarly, the bhakti stimuli centered on the holy name, they stimulate our spiritual remembrance of Krishna, and they thus awaken devotion to Krishna. They awaken, they purify us in the sense that we start seeing, yes, actually loving Krishna is a far better way to happiness than seeking pleasure in sense objects. That's how our love becomes redirected towards Krishna. That's how we become purified.